It will be more expensive to bury someone at Rosedale Cemetery next year, according to City Hall's new rates, although rates for children and veterans will continue to be discounted. The Parks and Recreation Department presented its 2023 cemetery rates report during City Council's October 11 regular meeting. Council voted to accept the new rates, which go into effect January 1, 2023. Some adjustments coming next year include a 8% increase in adult regular grave licenses, to $1,840 from $1,703, 20% hike in veteran traditional grave licenses, to $920 from $765, 39% increase in child grave licenses, to $920 from $664, 1% hike in traditional child burial opening and closing, to $598 from $591, 12% increase in casket vault handling fees, to $100 from $89, 6% hike in cremation section grave licenses for one urn, to $1,012 from $957, 17% increase in veteran cremation licenses, to $506 from $433, 14% jump in cremation burial opening and closing, to $405 from $355, 7% hike in niches on the bottom row of a columbarium, to $2,596 from $2,432, 9% increase for columbarium niche openings and closings, to $162 from $149, 6% jump for the scattering of ashes, to $250 from $236. Burial trends. Data shows that cremation continues to be a more popular burial choice than traditional full casket burials, the report said. There were 37 full casket burials in 2018, 40 in 2019, 46 in 2020, 31 in 2021 and 41 so far this year. The five-year average has been 39. Meanwhile, there have been 142 full cremation burials in 2018, 82 in 2019, 101 in 2020, 109 in 2021 and 129 so far this year. The five-year average has been 113. Total cremation burials have averaged 74% during the last 5 years. As cremation burials continue to be the more popular burial option, less revenue is being received for the day-to-date operation of the cemetery, the report said. Financial outlook. The report noted that if burial sales remain consistent with historical averages, the rate adjustments for next year will increase overall cemetery revenues by $23,500, said the report. This increase will help offset the projected $14,200 reduction in perpetual care revenues based on that fund's earned annual interest income. It will also help offset the projected $13,000 increase in annual expenses. Burial revenues this year were budgeted at $173,005, while next year, they are budgeted to be $210,705. This is an increase of $37,700 or 21.8%. Perpetual care revenues this year were budgeted at $127,200, while next year, they are budgeted at $113,000. This is a decline of $14,200 or 11.2%. Total revenues this year were budgeted at $310,205, while next year, they are budgeted at $333,705. This is an increase of $23,500 or 7.6%. The next regular council meeting is Monday, October 26.